Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for John Williams. John will be back tomorrow. We were talking about mammograms, and we wanted to bring on a doctor that could answer these questions. Our next guest is the Division Chief of Breast and Women's Imaging, the Medical Director at Linsage Comprehensive Breast Center at Northwestern Medicine. It's Sarah Friedwald. Doctor, thank you for joining us. We have so many questions. We were talking about 3D mammograms. Is it standard now, when a woman goes in for a mammogram, to have a 3D imaging?
So at Northwestern, yes, that is the case. So anybody who comes in for a screening mammogram gets the 3D mammography, or what we call is tomosynthesis. So those are the same thing. And studies have shown that it reduces the number of people who have to come back for unnecessary testing, which are the false positives or false alarms, as well as we're picking up more breast cancers with this technology. So it's very exciting.
And is that because – hi, Dr. Friedwald.
Hi.
This is Jane. First of all, thank you for letting me –
Were you just there today?
I was there, and I literally barged into the office, and I just opened the door, and I was like,
Where's Dr. Friedwald?
Is she in
here?
She
needs to come on the air today. I just got the call.
I said, just looking at me, I'm like, you're just thinking now. I was like going to go crawl up into a paper bag, but I'm like, hey, I'm doing a radio show on WGN. Do you think you want to come on? So thank you for
Be happy to talk. Yeah, yeah, sure, no problem.
But are you saying that it's catching more breast cancers because it can look deeper into that tissue and it can find the secret hidden places you may have not seen before?
Yeah, so mammography, although is really the only test that has shown to decrease deaths from breast cancer, it's still not a perfect test. And we struggle because breast tissue can hide cancers. So you normally have breast tissue and fat in the breast, and the breast tissue are kind of like clouds in the sky. And if you've got really dense breast tissue or like a cloudy sky, it's very hard to see abnormal clouds or the breast cancer that we're trying to find. And with 3D mammography, we're able to see through the breast more clearly and remove those layers of clouds so we can see hiding breast cancers potentially. It's like paging through a book, and we can see what's on page 56, for example.
My sister-in-law, Anne, just went through this 3 weeks ago. She had her annual mammogram, and she walked in, and she's from Wausau, Wisconsin, and she knew the tech. And the tech said, hey, do you want to try the new 3D imaging? And she's like, okay, I'll try it. Well, she got the call back. They found two specks in her breast that were the size of salt crystals. Wow. That they would have never detected if she had the regular exam.
Yeah, so again, it's still not a perfect test, but definitely the 3D is more sensitive and more accurate than the traditional 2D mammogram. So we're trying to make sure that insurance is covering it. I was behind some of the legislation here in Illinois, which passed last summer, where we were requiring all insurance companies to cover it. So that's very exciting for Illinois residents.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. Governor Rauner was the one who signed the bill. And although that's not a national bill, so we need to definitely get more national payers on board.
Yeah, so that was my next question. Is it becoming standard nationwide? And how do you make that happen if this is something that's good for everybody?
So Medicare is covering. So that was back in 2015. Medicare decided that it was something that they were comfortable with covering. And, you know, I think it's difficult because it does cost more. And so insurance companies are a little reluctant to jump into something where they weren't exactly sure if it was truly beneficial or not. There's no mortality or long-term data supporting it. But we do know that we are picking up the cancers earlier, and that we can infer from that potentially women will live longer. So it's important. But I think more importantly, it's the fewer callbacks that we have to do. And I think that's really one of the major strengths, because it's really terrifying to have to come back and get additional testing. If it ends up not being cancer, that's great, but it's still stressful.
Yeah, my very first mammogram, I was in Atlanta, and there was a fold, and they called me in. It was my first one. And they said, well, we saw something. You got to come in. I was terrified. I'm like, what? This is my first one. But they said, well, it was folded, and that was the 2D.
Right.
And they said, everything is fine. So yeah, it is terrifying to have to go back in. It's terrifying to go in the first time because you don't want to. But
right.
What would you say? You know, we're talking about the 3D. What about the 2D, places that still have 2D and still encouraging women to go in and get that annual check?
I mean... Well, I mean, it's there are certain things that we can find with the 3D, but it's still the 2D does pick up a lot of things. And in fact, some areas you can see both on the 2D and 3D. So the 3D has a strength, but it's not, it's not mandatory. So a mammogram is better than no mammogram. But obviously, if you can get the opportunity to get the 3D, that's great.
I have so many friends that don't go to the doctor. I have a buddy that has never gone in for a physical. I'm sure there's women listening right now that have never gone in for a mammogram. Mm-hmm. Doctor, what can you tell them?
Well, the best prognosis is when we find the cancers as early as possible. There's no oncologist out there that wants to treat a big breast cancer. They want to catch them as early as possible, and they are the most successful that way. So the only way to pick up cancer before you feel it is to get a mammogram. And again, studies have shown and proven that we reduce breast cancer mortality by 30%. So it's important that you go in, every year and be on top of it, because even if we do find something, then there's a good chance we can cure it.
Right. Information's power.
It is.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid. You got to go and
don't
have that
afraid.
Relationship. Is there a certain age that we need to go in? I know that's kind of controversial. People are saying younger. People are saying older.
40, usually the age.
Yeah, so it's starting every year, beginning at age 40. And it's very, very important. There are more and more women in their 40s getting breast cancer, and it's very important that we screen those women as well.
Dr. Sarah Friedwald. Jane, I'm glad you went in today.
I mean,
this is great.
I
love giving people information about mm-hmm. this. I do. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Boy, she was fantastic.
She's great.
God, is she good.
I got to get her on Living Healthy Chicago.
And insurance does cover it now.
And so what she said, the legislation in Illinois,
right.
So that's important for
yes.
us to know. But
because
if you've got family
in
members.
Indiana and Wisconsin
and other states
right
too.
Now.